I got my undergraduate degree at the University of Chicago. Half of people who studied botany were hippies who thought they could return some natural world system, somehow feeding 7 billion people through pure gathering. I spent most of that time working out better ways to grow pot. I didn't like them. I'm always being in it for science, not for any new world order bullshit. When they make compost heaps and try to conserve every little ounce of little matter, I laugh at them. Look at the silly hippies, I would scold. Look at their pathetic attempts to simulate a complex global ecosystem in their backyard. Of course, now I'm doing exactly the same. I'm saving every scrap of biomatter I can find. Every time I finish a meal, the leftovers go to the compost bucket, as for other biological materials. The hab has sophisticated toilet. Shit is usually vacant dry, then accumulated in sealed bags to be discarded on the surface. Not anymore. In fact, I even did an EVA to recover the precious bags of shit from before the crew left. Being completely desiccated, this particular shit didn't have bacteria in it anymore, but it still had complex proteins and would serve as a useful menu. Adding it to water, and active bacteria will quickly get it inundated, replacing any population killed by the toilet of doom. I found a big container and filled it with a bit of water, then added to the dry shit. Since then, I've added my own shit to it as well. The worse it smells, the more successful things are going. That's the bacteria at work. Once I got some Martian soil in here, I can mix in the shit and spread would be an important step. But it is. There are dozens of species of bacteria living in our soil, and they are critical to plant growth. They were spread out and breed like a bacterial infection. Within a week, the Martian soil will be ready for plants to germinate in. But I won't plant yet. I'll spread it out over a doubled area. It will infect the new Martian soil. After another week, I will double it again, and so on. Of course, all the while, I'll be adding all the new manure to the effort. My asshole is doing as much to keep me alive as my brain. This isn't a new concept I just came up with. People have speculated on how to make crop soil out of Martian dirt for decades. I would just put it into the test for the first time. I searched through the food supplies and found all sorts of things that I can plant. Peas, for instance, plenty of beans, too. I also found several potatoes. If any of them can still germinate after their ordeal, they will be great. With a nearly infinite supply of vitamins, all I need are calories of any kind to survive. The total floor space of the hab is about 92 square meters. I plan to dedicate all of it to this endeavor. I don't mind working on dirt. It will be a lot of work, but I'm going to need to cover the entire floor to the depth of 10 centimeters. That means I will have to transport 9.2 cubic meters of Martian soil into the hub. I can get maybe 1 in 10th of the cubic meter in through the airlock at a time, and it will be the backbreaking work to collect it. But in the end, if everything goes to plan, I will have 92 square meters of croppable soil. Hell yeah. I'm a botanist. Feel my botanic powers.